Luis Barreras works for Cuba's Ministry of Science, Technology, and Environment. Speaking through translator Fernando Treyes, a researcher with Miami-based Ocean Foundation, Barreras says relations between the U.S. and Cuba have improved recently in terms of science, but they still aren't exactly ideal.
On the U.S. end of Cuban U.S. relations in marine science, on the U.S. end, it's been heavy on non-profit organizations. What we would like to see, what Luis would like to see, is more government-to-government cooperation. So U.S. federal agencies and Cuban government agencies, we would like to see that strengthened.
He says he'd like to see stronger relations between the two government scientific arms because both have the authority to construct and implement policy. Nonprofits don't.
The factors that influence our marine resources and those of the United States are identical. So when you look at what the issues are, migrating species, hurricanes, sharks, protected areas, all of these different issues hit both countries the same way. And so the idea is that we need the highest level of collaboration to be able to address those issues when they happen. Oil spills, for example. These are big issues that affect us both.
Universities and environmental nonprofits do much of the environmental research in the U.S. Pereira says this isn't the case in Cuba.
Within the Cuban system, most of the research agencies are government. So almost all of the research is government, but with very wide reach. So, for example, he was talking about the Center for Protected Areas in Cuba is broader than any of ours in the United States. The Cuban National Center for Protected Areas has a very wide mandate. So that's generally the makeup in Cuba. You do have pretty much all of the research being done by government agencies.
He says there are some non-government organizations that do scientific work.
But you do have non-profit organizations that complement the government. So they are independent and they have their own mandates. But their work, it sort of helps the government. Unlike in the United States, where you would see government research or, say, advocacy, and then the nonprofit advocacy, they work very differently. So in Cuba, I guess it's more complementary.
This week, scientists from Cuba, the U.S., and Mexico are gathering at Sarasota's Moat Marine Laboratory, an independent nonprofit specializing in marine research. Dubbed the Trinational Initiative, it wraps up today. It was the first year the Marine Science Consortium met in the United States. It formed in 2007 and has previously met in Mexico and Cuba. From Sarasota, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.